Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy dad. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's H-A-Y-E-S at manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES at manscaped.com. Torrey Pines is playing tough. I mean, it's an incredibly tough course. They're playing Torrey Pines South. But the numbers on this tournament and the Farmers, where they play both the North and the South in the first couple of rounds, are pretty similar right now in terms of scoring. And to chat about it, we're joined now by one of our good buddies, longtime PGA Tour pro, TSN golf analyst Graham Dillette. What's happening, Graham?
Fellas, how are you?
Doing very well. Are you looking at this hoping Torrey Pines for the U.S. Open plays significantly more difficult than it would for the Farmers a few months ago, or does that not really matter to you?
It will. There's no question. I was out walking around, well, kind of the last couple of days, and then for half the morning here this morning, and even though the scores right now are kind of reflecting maybe not much of a difference, it is a different golf course. It's so much firmer and faster. I've never seen it like balls bounce on the green, and it's not like these cement greens yet, but that's Thursday morning, and we got a long ways to go, and it's been sunny here all day. There's just a nice steady breeze. It's not super windy, but it's not calm by any means either. And those are just perfect conditions for the course to dry up and get fast and firm. And I think even just from the morning rounds to the afternoon rounds today, you're going to see a pretty good difference. And as the week goes on, depending on how much water they decide to put on the golf course, they can kind of make this as difficult as possible. And the cool thing about this golf course too is that if it's dried and super fast, and like it won't get out of hand like we've seen some of the past U.S. Opens, because there's not these big fall offs around the greens where guys can putt the balls off the green and ends up like 20 yards away type of thing. Like all the greens are perimeter basically by some thick nasty rough, and it is super thick. I've walked out around with a couple guys during the practice rounds here on Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's going to get tough. Believe me.
Do you think what Bryson did at the past U.S. Open, Graham, would it change any of the other players' perspective on approach? Usually this week they say to themselves, fairways, greens, got to hit the straight, got to get the driver in order. But this guy just went to wing foot and started mashing it all over the place, and he didn't really concern himself ultimately where the golf ball ended up. He just said, I'm going to hit it as far as I can, and I'll have a wedge in my hand when everyone else is having, have a four iron in their hands. Do you think that got to other guys, or was that just for him?
I think guys probably changed their thought process for a little bit, but I was actually here on Tuesday, Wednesday I was hanging out in the equipment trailer. I was talking to some guys about, this 48-inch driver and this and that, and it's not really something that is probably going to happen. The guys have kind of messed around with it, but the thing is, like, the heads aren't built for it. The shafts aren't built for it, and it's going to be a complete change of equipment before guys can really do this. And I was even talking with Ben Showman, who's the head guy for Cobra Puma, and he was saying, it was a pretty short-lived experience with the 48-inch driver. So I think what Bryson is doing and did, it has merit, obviously, because he won the U.S. Open doing it. But that week he also, his short game was completely dialed. He was making tons of putts, and I think he was, ranked – very high. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I remember seeing his statistics around the greens, and that's where he actually won that golf tournament. And I think it's going to be really hard to overpower this golf course if you're not hitting it in the fairway, unless you're doing all the rest of the good things. And these greens are kind of small, and the angles are a little bit different here. And if you are in this heavy rough, even with a sand wedge in your hand, it's sometimes going to be tough to just hit the golf, just to hit the green.
We've been talking a lot about Bryson versus Koepka. What about at the course and within the ropes of the PGA Tour? How much buzz is there for that battle and that potential matchup down at Torrey Pines?
I think that everyone just kind of thinks it's comical, in all honesty. I mean, the Tour kind of brought this all on themselves with this CIP program, in all honesty. And, they're trying to create buzz and, followers and likes and that kind of stuff on Twitter. But I think it's comical, and I think it's been pretty one-sided. If you look at it from a chirp standpoint or anything like that, I mean, Bryson's pretty much one-upped them everywhere along the way, and then his trophy case also looks a little bit better too. So I think it's been pretty one-sided.
What does the regular dude on tour think about this PIP program? I don't even know what the hell that stands for, but the best players are just going to be thrown a pot of $40 million. It's just, if you're the regular dude out there grinding and you're still a good player, but you're not just on that level, what are you making of that nonsense?
Yeah, I think I remember when it first came out, I was like, well, this is a popularity contest is all it really is. But then, you know, I think it was their, you know, the PGA Tour's kind of way of trying to, you know, slow down the traction that this World Golf Tour is starting to gain. And that's exactly who they want to keep all their top players. So it was put together to basically, you know, give their top players more money. I mean, that's pretty easy, or that goes without saying. But, you know, initially when it first came out, I'm like, well, this isn't really fair. But then I'm like, well, these guys are the ones who do move the needle. So if anyone's going to, you know, get the money and they deserve it, and they're the reason we're all playing for these big purses anyway. So, you know, even the average guy out here is doing pretty well. So there's no real complaint.
With Graham Dillette, Phil Mickelson into the clubhouse. He's finished his first round 4 over par, and listen, he can still battle. He can still make the cut, maybe make some noise. But a guy his age, when you consider what he just accomplished, I think he probably had to shoot pretty low today, didn't he, to kind of stay in this tournament? Like, what, I know it's Torrey Pines and it's his course, but what are the chances Phil can make any noise after a 4 over Thursday?
I would say they're pretty slim now. I mean, he wouldn't have to really gone low today, but I mean, if he was kind of 1 over, even 2 over, you're kind of still right in the mix because, but the thing is now he's going off tomorrow afternoon where it's going to be even more difficult, most likely, than it is this afternoon. And he had probably the best scoring conditions of the week here on the Thursday morning. So to shoot 4 over in those and to try to get back in this golf tournament is going to be an uphill struggle, that's for sure.
Before we get you out of here, we always like to ask, like, we're not going to name any particular one person, but at this venue, with some fan in the air, tips, what does about a 12 or 13 handicap shoot on that golf course?
Right now, even on the Thursday morning, the easiest it is, a scratch handicap, I think it would be pretty difficult to break 90.
What about a 13 handicap?
A 13? Well, I have no idea, man. But, you know, like, a lot of people ask me, and, like, all of you can say sometimes on Twitter, I'm like, a scratch handicap couldn't break 85 out here today. And then everyone comes in, oh, I play with scratch handicaps. All my buddies are scratch handicaps. I know, like, they're good golfers, but there's such a massive disconnect between a scratch handicap and a plus 7. It's the difference between a 7 and a 0. Like, that's a big difference, and that's pretty much what it is. So, you know, people get upset, but... yeah, I would say 90 would be a good score for a scratch.
Okay. So scratch plus 30, 103, 105 tips, Torrey Pines. I like it. I'll take your word on that. and I'll suggest that that's probably what I would shoot at Torrey Pines South from the tips. Good stuff, Graham. Enjoy it down there, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Thanks.
There's Graham Dillette, our TSN golf analyst, longtime PGA Tour pro. Plus 7. Imagine being a plus 7 handicap.
I played with a bunch of guys in Florida, plus 4s.
Wow.
I mean, but all you have to do to get there, I was a plus 2 at one time. I was shooting 68 twice a week, so it's like, you fire that thing in the computer's like, oh, whoa, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
And then you go out the rest of the time and you shoot 1 or 2 over, you just get rinsed.
Man, it's because obviously there's a lot of science behind it, like handicap and golf, needless to say. Like, there's a lot of people that use it, a lot of for tournaments, for money games, for whatever it is. You're playing Nassau's. Like, you need to know your number because a lot of it is pride. And I admit there are times where I've been like, I'm playing at an 8 or a 9. It's like, no, you're probably playing out at a 12. Those 3 or 4 strokes that you give up that you should be taking can cost you a lot of money. A lot of strokes, a lot of pride. You got to know your number. Right. You have to know your number. And if you're too proud and you're like, no, I'll play at a 7, it's like, all right, I'll just take your money. Like, you're going to donate here.
Yeah, rinsing.
Yeah, because you should be playing at a 12. So go ahead. I'll take those 5 extra strokes I shouldn't be taking.